Hey everybody, I just want to get this off of my chest, and hopefully you guys will get something out of this, but you guys should know I am 17 years old, and honestly I've been wasting 17 years of my life, and this is how I'm going to change it. But first, you might be wondering, you know, what am I talking about? Well, let's start off with this. We are all growing up to be more entitled, more self-centered, more lazy, more narcissistic. But entitled is a big one. Well, why is that? Well, let's start off with this. We're always being told that we're special in this generation all the time as we grow up. We get told that we could get anything we want in life just because we want it. Some of us get in honors classes not because we earned it, but because we just had our parents complain to the school and the school didn't want to deal with our parents. So you take these people, let them graduate, and get a job, and everything just hits the fan. Everything changes in an instant. You don't get rewarded for everything. You don't get medals for doing nothing. You don't get everything you always wanted because you want it. And now you find yourself with your self-image shattered. But things are not always that good when you're getting a job. Things also are bad when you're growing up. Remember when you got your first phone and you were so excited? And now, you know, you got your friends getting their phones and now you're texting them and everything is just so cool, great new experiences. But then things just slowly sink down and you're growing up, you're 13, 14, 15, and you realize how two-faced these people could be. You realize that you're quote-unquote friends that you're texting, either they're long distance or local, are not as innocent or great. Maybe they talk shit behind your back, little things like that. And the only way you really cope is just by texting other people, because that's just how it is. A lot of kids, when they grow up with phones, they grow up not to cope by talking to other people in person. It's just by texting other people, like texting 10 people and saying, hi, 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 hi. And when you get a reply, you actually feel good because you think that, you know, hey, not everything's going to be that bad. Well, that's bullshit. You guys just don't realize that when you get a text from your buddy, you're just getting a shot of dopamine in your brain. And dopamine is the same drug you get when you start smoking, when you start gambling, when you start drinking alcohol. And the government has laws for those three things, right? But there is no law for your texts, right? They don't get rid of your phone because you get shots of dopamine. So this ends up turning out to be an addiction. You start getting addicted to your phone. You bring your phone everywhere. You bring it to the dinner table while you eat. You look at your phone at the dinner table. Your parents get mad at you for using your phone, and you start getting resentment for your parents. You guys don't understand. It's like telling a drug addict to get off drugs, and you start hating the people who are killing your mood for, you know, asking you to quit, that kind of thing. It's the exact same thing. Not only that, the worst part about it is you take it everywhere. You take your phone everywhere. You have it next to you while you're going to bed. You're texting and calling all night because it makes you feel good. Because it makes you feel wanted, but that's just bullshit. It really is. You're wasting your time. Now, I dare you to tell me that you're going to be fine leaving your phone charging in the living room and not next to you. Tell me you'll be fine not taking your phone wherever you go when you leave the house. Tell me that. Just gonna bring things back just a little bit and talk about how we're growing up in a society, in a world where Instagram, Facebook, what else? Anything else? WhatsApp is a part of our life. And the problem with that is We're going to get good at showing how our life is amazing when we are depressed. And it's easier to sound tough and say you got it all figured out, but that you guys don't. Even I don't. I got things I'm working on, you know, businesses and whatnot, but do I have my whole life figured out? No, I don't. So now we're in a generation where we have low self-esteem compared to previous generations. And it's not like it's our fault. It's not like it's your fault. But we were just given a bad hand by our parents, teachers, and coaches, you know, whatnot. Now let's take things back again, where we're in a generation of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, where people are growing up not knowing how to make meaningful relationships as they're young adults, as even when they are adults. People even admit that their friends, quote-unquote friends, are superficial. Very few are actually caring for them. And that's just not right. We need to fix this. I'm not going to be like holding a flag and saying, hey, we all need to join together. But what I will say is, you need to get out of that little cycle that everybody's seeming to get into. Personally, I stop going with my phone. You know, like I leave my phone alone and I go wherever with my family. I go out without my phone. I leave my phone away from my bed. And I just try to enjoy life a lot more. A great person has told me to love myself first, right? And that's what all of you have to do. You guys should try to learn how to build relationships. Don't start grabbing a bunch of friends and calling them friends. Build relationships with a smaller group of people because that's just so much more healthier. Don't start going out using social media so much where you just start recording every little thing you're doing, whether that is driving, listening to music, or snapping your food all the time. Like, nobody will care in the next week. Nobody will care in the next day. And again, build relationships with your family. Build relationships with a couple of friends. Detach yourself from the things that people are getting addicted to the most, and you'll be okay. I can't stress that enough. Don't worry about little things, little dramas. That isn't going to be in your life the next week, the next month, the next year. It won't matter. What matters is what you do with your life now. Like I said, it took me way too long for me to realize that. I have made so many mistakes while I was in that little cycle, and I'm trying so hard to change that. I'm trying to be a better person, and I hope you guys can too. So thank you for listening. My time is up right now. I'll try to make another podcast soon, and thank you guys. Seriously.